In FY16, Governor Markell pushed for and received approximately $4.5 million from lawmakers to assist individuals struggling with substance abuse and addiction. State Health and Social Services Secretary Rita Landgraf says those funds support development and expansion of different levels of care.
Sober living, more intensive outpatient therapy, more residential beds for the residential treatment facilities, services tailored to women and children so women don't necessarily have to lose their children while they're in treatment, as well as an additional detox, which is now in Harrington.
The additional $2.3 million Markell sought this year was intended to help expand day treatment programs and family support programs. Landgraf says she's been impressed with a program for family members of individuals struggling with substance abuse through Ashley Addiction Treatment in Maryland.
So how do we not only offer a level of support to these families, but also a level of education?
Landgraf added that there's a common theme in the curriculum: comfort to families, they didn't cause addiction, and that they can't cure it or control it. And family support in the form of encouragement to seek help and work towards recovery can be a key factor in whether or not someone seeks treatment. Landgraf says the failure to get that funding is worrisome, with lack of treatment contributing to overdose deaths.
I think our numbers for overdose deaths in our year 2016 will be higher than what they were in 2015.
Landgraf says she is meeting with her leadership team on Monday to review her current FY17 budget and look at what can be done to leverage other available dollars. She remains hopeful that Obama's call to Congress to add $1.1 billion to support increased substance abuse treatment will be honored, providing an additional $4 million to Delaware. Megan Pauley, Delaware Public Media.